Well, sterling has begun to recover some losses after it fell in reaction to the loss of the UK's AAA credit rating earlier today. Let's get the thoughts of our man at the trading floor of Alpari, James Hughes. And James, were you expecting a slight recovery from sterling after the initial drop?
Well, of course, initially you always expect after such a big news story some kind of reaction in the markets. However, this one's been a bit of a strange one because we really haven't seen that much reaction at all to this news that the UK has lost its AAA rating. There's a number of reasons for this, mainly. I mean, I think you can see a lot of the times what's happened with the ratings agencies, it gets a bad name, and the fact of their timing that they do this, it always goes against these announcements and really shows that the markets don't really care that much about them. And if you see how the markets have reacted today, we have seen that slight recovery from the pound, where if we expected such a bad news story like this has been touted around as, you'd expect a much bigger fall from the pound. And looking at the equity markets, the FTSE 100 is in fact higher today and has been all day on the back of that, on the back of the news that we've seen this downgrade. So, I mean, it's one of those things where the markets have just, they've taken a look and they've had quite a while to react to this, because of course this happened Friday evening and we've had the whole weekend to digest this news. And they've opened up this morning and throughout the day, and they've decided that we don't really care that much.
Plenty of doom and gloom, though, over the weekend, wasn't there? Reading all the newspapers, as one does on a Saturday and a Sunday, people were talking about the pound being at parity with the euro and continuing to fall against the dollar, and another blow for the Chancellor. Undoubtedly, the AAA rating being cut has been a blow politically, but as you say, economically, there are even some out there who are suggesting, in fact, it's not actually a bad thing, it could be a good thing.
Yeah, of course. I mean, first of all, politically, it's always going to be an issue, especially when the Chancellor came out when they first came into power and said one of his key points of being in power was going to be the fact that he will preserve this UK AAA rating. So, of course, with that going, that's obviously going to be a hit. And, of course, the Labour backbench is getting on the back of the fact that this has happened. But there is that enigma over you where you have this AAA rating that everyone thinks we must preserve this AAA rating. The same thing happened with the US when they had theirs and then they lost it. Once you lose it, it's almost like you lose that millstone around your neck. Okay, you've lost it. You can now carry on with trying to rebuild the economy and do exactly the same as what had been happening before. And that's the key thing why the markets don't necessarily react, because the difference between Friday and now, or Friday and 2 months before, is really nothing. Nothing has fundamentally changed within the economy. It's just that one of the ratings agencies has decided that we're no longer worthy for that AAA rating.
And I suppose on the plus side, for our exporters, they're going to get cheaper, the exports. Difficult as far as the imports are concerned, because that is going to increase inflation. But as we can see, the pound is reasonably steady at the moment. And Moody's did point out, when they've taken that AAA credit rating away, that they thought that the Chancellor was going in the right direction and the cuts he's made have been the right things to do and to continue doing that.
Exactly. It's almost they've given us a hint of, well, this was always going to happen. The economy is teetering on the edge of what could be a first triple dip recession. So the fact that we're on the edge of that, we've got inflationary worries, the pound has been falling. I mean, that's one thing we have to remember, that the pound has been falling pretty aggressively up until now. So the fact that we've now seen this announcement come out, you've almost seen the pound fall too much. So now we've had this announcement, it hasn't got that far left to fall down. So I think there's a number of things around here. But I think overall, Moody's are saying to us, well, you're doing the right thing. The economy is moving. OK, it's sluggish, but it seems to be moving maybe in the right direction. But losing this AAA rating was inevitable. And the same thing happened when it was the US. And I think if you look at the US, you haven't had such a negative reaction to the US losing their AAA rating. If anything, they've been able to recover quicker.
And there are some out there who are also suggesting that, you know, why listen to the lights of the ratings agencies like Moody's when, you know, their role in the subprime fiasco was, you know, one of the great disasters, wasn't it?
Exactly. I mean, the AAA, the ratings agencies had a huge role to play in the 2008-2009 credit crunch. So And the fact that they are downgrading these things and giving us an update on ratings on various different countries in the Eurozone all the time, what they tend to do, the ratings agencies, is they state the obvious. We know that the economies are in trouble. We know the Eurozone's in trouble. And when they come out and tell us that the ratings have been downgraded, nothing has fundamentally changed. They're telling us what we already know. And they do get a bad name. In fact, not long ago, only a few weeks ago, the ratings agencies were downgrading each other. So, I mean, you have to take these announcements with a pinch of salt sometimes. And I think the market seems to have reacted in a fairly sensible way to it.